We're on Kuf Chafalav on the base, towards the bottom of the Omid. Hahu Dahavi Ko Amar Va'Osil is a goy that was going and announcing Man Ika Bechasa. Who is here from the family of Chasa? I have news for you. Tova Chasa. Chasa drowned. Omer of Nachman, who Elokim, Ochlu Kavri Bechasa. So Nachman remarked very emotionally, he said Elokim, in other words, as a shvua, the fish ate chasa. Midibure, Rav Nachman, since Rav Nachman said this, and he said Shem Hashem on it, obviously he accepted the news. So also, the visa, the chasa, the insula. So chasa's wife got the message that her husband's dead, and she went and got married. Right? She didn't think anything was fishy about it. Velo Amru Lo Velo Midi. And nobody bothered her and told her that she can't remain married to this guy. Omer Ravashi. So Ravashi said, Shema Minoah Hoda Omer Rabbonin. And it was Mayim Shein Lehem Sof. She shouldn't have been allowed to get married. Hoda Omer Rabbonin Mayim Shein Lehem Sof Ishto Asura Hani Mila Lechatchila. So we see from here that even though the chatchila, we don't allow a woman to get married if her husband drowned in Mayim Shein Lehem Sof, because we're choshish that perhaps he came up somewhere else. But since Rove of the times, that's not what happened. Rove of the times, she's dead. So the chatchila, we're not somich on that Rove. But the evidence, she's married already. She got married, and we said before that there's a machlokas we've shown him. When that happened, how she got married. She didn't know that she was also to get married, and she went and got married thinking that was okay. Then everybody holds that b'dieved, we let her stay married. The other possibility is she knew she's not allowed to get married, she got married anyway. There some hold that kind of case where we know that she knew that she's not allowed to get married, she did it anyway, there we make her get divorced. And others hold no, doesn't make a difference. B'dieved, she's married already, we're somach on the rove people who seemingly drown in Mayim Shein Lehem Sof are drowned. The miut of times, perhaps a person got out. Ika diamre insava Rav Nachman advisu. Some hold that Rav Nachman the chatchila let his wife get married. Inosiv Omar Chasa Gavaraba. Chasa was an important person. Isa im Isa, im Isa, the Solik Kola Islay, the Milsa. If he really got out, there would have been some report that he was out because people know him. So the word would have gotten back. Below him. And that's really not, significant enough on its own, like we had before, that a Talmud Chacham, everybody knows who he is, so if he got out, people would know about it. That's not significant enough to matter his wife Lechatchiva. Velohi, lo shno gavar rabba, lo shno lav gavar rabba, doesn't make a difference if the person's important or not. We said from this, they do use a sniff that today, since there's so much communication, if the guy got out, he would have, gotten in touch with people. And if he didn't, that's a big raya that he didn't get out. Okay. But here, just being an important person where you're famous and people will report if the word would have gotten around, that's not enough to rely on. The evidence, l'chatchila lo. No matter if you're important or not important, l'chatchila you can't get married in Mayim Shein Lehem Sof. And the evidence, if she got married, we don't make her get divorced. Rashi. Midibure de Rav Nachman, de Omar Achlua Kavri. Since Rav Nachman accepted the news as a fact, and he said, the fish ate, Chasa, right? The fish ate this guy named Chasa, and she assumed that she could rely on that fact. Okay, right. Ahu oviko chodin, the haviko omer leli Yisrael ktolas pasta v'shodi lichivoy b'shabsa The ilo katlina loch kitatilna leploni bar Yisrael. The amri le boshali kidei Rabbi Shabbos velo boshali. The kitalte. There's a goy. All of these are cases that lechora would be. The goy didn't have the intention not to be mata the guy's wife, not to be meyed that he's dead, but he's just mesiach lefitumo. But here there's a reason why mesiach lefitumo. We'll see. We don't believe him. What happened? A goy said to a Jew on Shabbos, "Cut some feed for my cattle on Shabbos, Michal Shabbos for me. Cut the feed, or I'll kill you like I killed so and so, a Jew." Who I told him to cook something for me on Shabbos and he refused to do it. I killed him. Shoma Deviso, so this guy's wife, the guy he said that he killed because he didn't cook something for him, heard. Va'asayla kameh d'abaya, right? And he came to Abaya and she said, you know, I heard that this guy said he told this other Jew, if you're not Michal Shabbos for me, I'll kill you like he killed my husband. So I assume my husband's dead. I haven't seen him around. Shahitha Talsa Talsa Rigli. They waited 3 regalim to see if he'd come back, right? And and he didn't permit her to get married. And you know she was waiting to see what it was. He kept procrastinating giving her a heter. Omar Lo Rav Ada Bar Ava Zila Kamed Rav Yosef, right? The Chorif Sakina. Rav Yosef is a more decisive person. His knife is sharper. He'll be chotek the halacha. He's not going to procrastinate and have stakes. But Rav Yosef he'll pass it. Hosla Kamei, right? So she went to Rav Yosef. Poshet Mihomas Nisan, right? And he unfortunately brought the raya from this Mishnah the opposite that he can't be mad to her. Let the Mishnah say, Ove Kochavim Shohayamocher Peros Beshuk. Omar Peros Halolu Shel Orlahe. A guy was selling Peros and he said, these Peros are Orla, they're from the first, he didn't say Orla, they're from the first 3 years, I mean they're really good fruit. He didn't know that a Jew can't eat the fruit like that. He thought he's being Meshabeach the fruit. When in fact he was telling them they can't eat it. Shel Azikahe. See, Rashi says 2 different shotim what Azika is. One shot is that they're from Eretz Yisrael, a place called Azika, and these are Israeli fruit, right? And maybe Trumas and Mises wasn't taken, so nobody wanted to touch it. But he thought he was telling them a big deal. Or Azika means they were fruit that was protected and guarded during Shemitah. It was a Shemitah year, and he told them these fruits really much ago nobody got to them because they were really guarded. And that's their good fruit. And people, and Rashi, according to this pshat, if you guard fruit during Shemitah, they're also to eat. But Rashi says, I don't hold from that. I hold you're allowed to eat fruit that's guarded. It's a big machlokas we have today, right? The Eidei Charedus who hold that Peros Akum is mutter on Shemitah, doesn't have to do Shashvias, but they hold that Shomer V'Nevad is awesome. And if somebody worked on their field, or didn't let people into the field, didn't make the food hefker, it becomes osir. We hold the out. We hold that Peiris and Ochri are osir. But Shomer V'Nevad is mutter. Shel Netter Avayin, or he said that the 4th year crop, which is Netter Avayin, which you can only eat in Yerushalayim, where you have to be poded, he thought he was being Meshabeach his fruit, but really he was saying things that made it osir. So now the shaila is, do we believe him or not? Lo amar klum. There's not even a suffix. Lo niskaven ela lahashbiach mikcho. Because we assume the reason he said this, not because it's true, because he thought he was telling us things that will induce us to buy it. He didn't realize that he was saying things that would make it awesome. So we don't believe him. He's a liar to try to make his fruit look good. And therefore the same thing over here. Right, this guy really didn't kill the first guy. He just wanted to scare the second guy into doing what he told him. He said, you don't do it, I'll kill you like I killed him. He didn't kill him. He knew the guy, what's it called? The guy ran away from his wife and didn't want to show up. And he knew he wouldn't show up, so he made up a story that he killed him to scare the second guy into doing what he wanted. Rashi. Katol aspas for the shot, the katol shachas lebehemos. I cut some hay for my animals. Shoma devisu dahu the omer ovikachod malei katilte vosla kamei dabaya. The woman who was married to the guy who this guy said he killed came to Abaya that he should permit her to get married. Talta rigli show you tamid chachom nikbatsim l'shmoa drasha hilchos pesul bepesach v'haisa show elis mehem. So what's it called? She waited 3 months, three sholosh regalim, and the Talmid Chacham got together, and she went and asked them. Rubitshuva sagaoni matzasi kol hanech rigli damaroi hainu yom shemnesbo adam gadol, a yard site of an adam gadol. That's these three rigli. Kovi moso lichvodo. They make a special occasion in memory of the adam gadol on his yard site. Umide shana b'shana kshmagia osa yom. Miskabtsim Talmidei Chacham Mikol Sdivav. All Talmidei Chacham get together on his yard site, on this Adam Gadol's yard site. Uboim al Kivro, and they go to Aliyah Lekever im Shar Ha'am b'Hoshiv Yishiv Hashem. And that's when all the Talmidei Chacham get together on the yard site of an Adam Gadol. So they went three regalim to confer with all of them, and he wouldn't make up his mind one way or the other way if she's mutter or not. Shel Orlahem Peiros Netiyahem. A young tree produces better fruit than an old tree. So he was saying that these are from the first 3 years. This is from a protected field. So nobody got into it and touched it or whatever. The fruit is really A1 fruit. Because you're not allowed to guard the fruit, but it doesn't become osur if you did. Im over zman habir lo shnom min amishumer lo shnom min amufkar asuri. The kodem asvan elu veilu mutar. If it's after his beer, everything's osur, and if it's before beer, then everything's mutar. So Rashi doesn't agree with that. So he says azika means it was from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you had to take off trumas and maisus, and maybe nobody took off trumas and maisus. Lo amar klum, lo osu malkach. We don't even have a chashash. There's no suffix, and you can eat the fruit. Elo holach achra rov, because rov fruit is not from Eretz Yisrael, and rov fruit is not orla, and rov fruit is not from a sodos hamishumaros during Shemitah. Shezem meshaker, because this guy's lying. Ulahashbiach nichon iskali. He was just trying to say that his fruit was good quality. That they're fruit from a young plant, not from an old plant. I think Azika doesn't mean a protected field. It was the name of a place in Eretz Yisrael. And fruit from that place were extra special good. The im hoya ovi kochod nezeh b'chutz loritz umeshabchom the omer me'azika hevesi ein choshen lomer emes devarav v'shem elo nisasru v'yisrael machrom lo elo hashbiach micho. We're not afraid that he bought a taka in Eretz Yisrael from Jews, and they sold it to a goy, so they didn't take off trumas and maisers, and now he's reselling it, and it's tevel. V'hachanami lo niskaven ovi kochod nezeh elo ayim al zeh sheyitzo lo misfo lebe mosa. Same thing over here. This guy wasn't telling the truth that he killed the other Jew. He just was threatening this guy and told him, if you don't do what I tell you, I'll kill you like I killed the other guy. He never killed the other guy. He just said it to make a point that you better cut the hay or you're gone too. Okay. Abba Yudin Ish Sidon Omar Maisa B'Yisrael V'Ovikachov Mishalchu B'Derech. The maisa happened with a Jew and a goy that were traveling together. Ubo, and the goy returned and without the Jew. Ubo ovikachon v'omer chaval al Yehudi shehoyim ibaderech. I say to the poor Jew who accompanied me on my trip, shemeis baderech kivartit, because he died on the way and I buried him. The isio ishto, and they permitted his wife to get married, because here the goy was mesiach lefitumah. He wasn't coming to be made that the wife should get married. He just told us a story. V'shuv ma'isa, the kohler shol b'nei adam shoyu mahalchim l'antochia. It was a group of people who were being led away as prisoners with a kohler, right, with in chains to Antochia. Uba ovi kochavim echad They, to the people who were being led away in chains, because on the way they all died, and I buried them. They permitted all the wives to get married. Sixty people were going to the siege. The Beitar was besieged, and they were going there to help break the siege. And Ubo Ovikochon Va'omer Chaval Al Shishim Bnei Adam Shoyu Mahalchem B'Derech Beitar Shemei Suk Vartim Beisivus Neshoseim. And you need all these three cases because I might think it's only an individual you believe, and not a whole group. And even a whole group, but maybe only a whole group when there wasn't a time of danger where we could say, like we said before, that maybe the guy didn't really see them dead, but he assumed that since it was a siege and it was wartime, he saw enough that they probably were dead. So each case brings a little bit more of a chiddush, and therefore we need all three cases to tell me that if a goy is meshiach lefi tumo, in all these kinds of situations, we believe him, and we let the wife get married. Rashi. Chaval. Hepsid v'agmas nefeshu. Chaval means, ay vey, what a shame. What a loss. That's a chaval. Okay. Kolar chabura. A group, but a group meaning that they were leading the group with chains. Lekarkum beitar, kshibo beitar b'matzor. When beitar was under siege, these people were going to break the siege, and they all got killed on the way. Okay. Continue Mirsa Hashem on tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll probably learn the next Mishnah Gemara, and then we'll probably finish up to the place that we're going to make the Siyum, which means probably till the Tanu Rabbanan on Kufchav Beis Amid Beis. That's pretty much the last Inyan. We'll do that on tomorrow we'll do till the Gemara here, so probably Sunday we'll finish. I can imagine that on Sunday we'll be finishing, and therefore we'll start Ksubas on Monday, Mastana. Yeah. What? Right. Right. But they used to do, not on the kever itself. I mean near the kever. Yeah, near the kever they would make just like we say Tehillim near the kever. They would sit down and sit and learn. What? No, we didn't dalet amos of the kever. But al kivro means nearby, right? Some say that the covet of the nifter you can do it even within dalet amos. Since you're doing it, because you can say Tehillim also. We don't daven within four amas because loig the rush, but if it's the covet of the nifter, then you can do it. So you say till them within four amas. No, but davening also can, right? Because it's also loig the rush. But since it's covet of the nifter, you do it. But they didn't do mamish on the kever. They just like we learn mishnayis, they sat down and they learned the covet of the nifter. We're on Kuf Chav Vezom and Aleph Mishnah. You can identify somebody by artificial light also. And you also, if you only hear a voice, here, shadow whether a baskol over here means a real baskol, in other words, the heavenly voices, or it means you just hear a voice and you don't see the person. See what the Gemara says. Umais of the echot she'omal aroshahar. But Omar ish ploni ben ploni makam ploni meis. They saw somebody standing up on a mountain, and they heard him announce that so and so died. Holchu v'lo mosu shomadim. They went to see who it was, who was making this announcement, and didn't find anybody. The Isios ishto, even though it was only a voice, we don't know who said it. We believe him, whoever it was. They were makabel the edus of an eid echad. We believe him. We're not choshish. Maybe it's a goy is only believing misiach lefitumo. But we assume that it was a good edus. B'shuv ma'isa b'tzalmon, the echad she'omra ani ish ploni ben ish ploni noshchani nochash v'hari ani meis. They heard a guy saying, they didn't see him afterwards, but they heard him say this, and then they didn't see him actually dead. He said that a snake just bit me. I'm so and so, right? And a snake bit me, and I'm ready, and I'm dying. And Velohi Kiru, and they weren't, they didn't know who he was, only by what he said. And Vaholch Vasiris Ishto, and they permitted his wife to get married. Rashi. Alpi Basko, Shomu called so Ekis Ploni Mace, the low role of the Mitzalma. They didn't see the actual figure of a person, they just heard a voice. That's also kosher. Omar Rabba Bar Shmuel, Tana, Beshame Omrim Ein Mesin Alpi Basko. Ishame says you can't rely on the bas kol to marry somebody off. But Beisil Omri Masin Al Pi bas kol, and Beisil says he can. Maiko Mashmula Masnisani. It's a Islam Mishnah. So I know that the halacha is like Beisil. What I have to hear that Beishame holds that you can't. The Mishnah says you can, and Beisil says you can. Haka Mashmula the E Mishtakacha Stama the Ein Masin and Beishame. If you'll ever find a Stam Mishnah that says Ein Masin, you'll know it's Beishame. And you won't go after that Stam Mishnah. Okay. Rashi, Michael Mashmulan, Rabba Bar Shmuel, the Beisil Masi and the Nevid Kavosayu. What do you want to tell us? The Beisil holds that you can marry somebody through the testimony of a Basko, and the halach is like him? Stam Masnisa Nomi Hochi Amra. From our Mishnah alone, we wouldn't know there's a Machlokas Beisham Beisil. Our Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, says that you can marry. If you find the Stam Mishnah says differently, you'll know it's Beishamah. Okay. It's interesting that the halach is like Beis Hillel all over, even though Beishamah with a rove, because a bas kol went out and said the halach is like Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel had a reason to go after a bas kol, if it's talking about that kind of bas kol. And Beishamah had a reason not to go after a bas kol. The Holch of Olomotso, where it says the Dilma shade habi, maybe it was a shade, and the shade makes mischief. And maybe he was saying this in order to get the woman in trouble that she should remarry and the husband then would come back. Because shadim you can't trust. Shadim say things that are bedatka, wrong, to make trouble. Based on this, right, all these things with autistic children or whatever that they have, that all these messages that they're getting, first of all, they may be just contrived by the people who are getting the messages. They are wishful thinking. Secondly, even if these things are true, that they're coming from some, we don't know where they're coming from. Maybe they're coming from a shade. Maybe they're coming from a bad malach. And today the guy tells you, you know, learn Torah and do and Musar and Mashiach's coming. Tomorrow will tell you to believe in Yashka. If you start believing these things now, then what are you going to do when they start saying things that you don't want to hear? So Torah never spoke about autistic children being the arbiters of what to do in this world. And whatever, it could be coming from the Neshama, it could be coming from Malachim, it could be coming from a million different things. And you, for sure, it's entertaining. And if a person wants to get chizuk, somebody once told me that an autistic child told them they should learn more. I said, I've been telling you that, you know, for years. I'm not autistic, but they should listen to me also. And if tomorrow the autistic child tells you shouldn't learn at all, you'll believe them too. Why? So what's it called? It's entertaining. If you get chizuk from it, you get chizuk from anything. But to put any stock into it, to do something because of any of these kind of things, the autistic children, a million other kind of things where they get voices from this or that, even if it's true, who knows what the source is. Okay. So here also, maybe a shade. Omer Yehuda Omer Rav, Shirol lo demus adam. No, they saw that they looked like a person. So Mar says, Inu nami damu. What's it called? People look, what's it called, the Shadim are in three ways like angels and three ways like people. But they have bodies like people. They look like people. Mar says, the Chazulei b'vavoa. He had a shadow. Shadim don't have a shade. Right? They don't make a shade. They don't make a shadow. Okay. The Inu, I think the shadows have something to do with Shadim, I guess, in any case. Mar says, the Inu nomi is luba. Shadim have a shadow. No, there's a shadow of a shadow. Rashi explains that it's a physical thing that when the sun is, what's it called, on a very big angle, so there's an immediate shadow right next to the thing, and then there's a longer shadow that's less. Shadim have that immediate shadow, but they don't have that longer shadow, which is very difficult to understand, because that is has nothing to it has to do with a it's a physical thing. Therefore, some say, you find the same thing by Hoshana Rabbah. It says that a person goes out and sees a shadow in the moon, he knows he's going to live through the year, he doesn't see the shadow. I mean, the Maisha, the shadow is a shadow. If the moon is there, you have a shadow, right? Unless it's this, you're not there now. Forget about what the future is.
See the
shadow without the head. Well, no, whatever. What's it called? Yeah, you don't see the shadow of your head, whatever. But in any case, there can't be, because the Maisha, a shadow is a physical phenomenon. So there they also say, the voa de vavoa, not the regular shadow, but the secondary shadow. Now, if it's like Rashi says, by the moon, there is no secondary shadow that Rashi's talking about. By the Shadim, you could say they have like an ethereal body. So they're enough to make an immediate shadow, but it's not enough to cast another shadow, because it's not a solid kind of thing. And but over here, by Hoshana Rabbah, the guy's a guy. So either he has a shadow, he doesn't have a shadow, and the moon can't cast two shadows. So therefore they say, Vor de Vor doesn't mean a physical shadow. That from that physical shadow you can see like an aura, a spiritual shadow. You have to know what you're looking for at, and you have to have the chush to see it. Not everybody can see it. Therefore they say Bisman Azeh, you shouldn't want to go. Nobody knows what they're looking for, so nobody should get upset if they don't think they saw their head and the shadow, right? They're imagining it, because Lamaisa either didn't see any shadow or they saw the head too. But what it means is some kind of spiritual aura that only people who know what they're looking for or have a special chush can see it. And therefore, most of us have no, don't have that chush, and therefore there's nothing to worry about or nothing to look for. So that's what it means over here too. The what?
Because the sun goes right above it.
You know, but that's I mean, what's it called?
The Rambam didn't see the Malachim shadow. He thought there were people.
Yeah, okay, I'm saying, but what's it called? Because there was no shadow then. But here we're saying that there is such a thing as two shadows, and they didn't see, it was at a time when you could have seen two shadows, they didn't see the two shadows, whatever the two shadows.
What? They wouldn't see the shadow
either. You know what I'm saying? So that's just talking in a time where there is a riot. That's what the Gemara holds now. Therefore, if you heard the voice, and you didn't see a form, then you can't rely on it, because maybe it's a shade. And even if you did see a form, right, and you didn't see a double shadow, you can't rely on it either, because maybe it's a shade. So therefore, if it was with Kachom Ayom, you can't rely on it. It had to be in a time when there was a double shadow and you saw it, and then you know it's not a shade, according to this Teretz of the Gemara. Omer Ebchanina, Omer Liyonus and Sheda, Bevoa Islehu, Bevoa Devoa Vestel, Yonason the Shade. The Chachamim had conversations with Shadim constantly. Yosef Shida, Yonason Shida. Another say, Rashi says, it wasn't a Shade. It was a person who was an expert in Shada. He was called Yonason Shada because he was an expert in knowing the doings of Shada. Told me that they have a shadow, but they don't have a secondary shadow. Somewhere says, the Dilmat Sora Havoi, forget about a Shade. Maybe it was a real person, but it was the woman Sarah, or one of those five women that aren't believed, right? Tanad Vei Rishmael B'Shasa Sakana Kosh V'Nosan Alpha B'Shem Nakir. It's talking, what's it called? The Gemara says that a get, you write, somebody says, write a get for my wife, and he identifies himself in his wife's name, B'Shasa Sakana, where if you don't write the get, the woman may be chayiv and yibum, and she'll never be able to be mutter or whatever. You write the get if you don't know the guy. Same thing over here. There may be no other chance of ever identifying this person that he's dead. The woman will never be able to get married. So it's all like shasa sakana, and therefore we're somnech, and we're not choshesh. And maybe it's a shade, maybe it's a tzara. If we know for sure it's a tzara, we're choshesh. If we know for sure it's a shade, we don't believe it. But just to be choshed, maybe it's a shade, maybe it's a tzara. Rove people in the world are not the tzara, or the five women. Rove people around are not shaden, right? And therefore, what's it called? They say it's only if you be in a place of a nidbar, on a har, then we're choshed for shaden. But even according to the first reason, we're not choshed for shaden in the middle of the city. So therefore, according to the second teretz, many rishonim hold that the first teretz we don't need anymore. So So it doesn't make a difference when you saw this apparition. Even if you didn't see any shade, or it was at night and there couldn't be any shade, it doesn't make a difference. We're not choshish that it's a shade. We, what's it called, assume that it's rope people that say things in this world are people, not shaden, and it's not the tzara, and you can be somech on it. Rashi. Shirolo demusodan mitchila kishitzoa. When he was screaming, we saw a bodily form. So Gemara says, Shadim also have bodily forms. They say they don't have a shadow. Gemara says they do have a shadow, but they don't have a secondary shadow. But Vod Devot, Seil Tzilo, secondary shadow. Limad Yonis and Sheda, Shade Hoya, O Baki Bohem. Either this Yonis and Sheda was a shade, or he was a shade expert. The Dilmat Sarahave, Shinasa Isha Bamakamachir, who bore the calcul of a Holkala. Maybe this voice came from a person, but the person was somebody who can't be made. Right, the Gemara didn't say maybe it was a mother-in-law, because that would have been the same thing as the shade. So therefore, what's it called? Just maybe he said maybe it was a tzara. B'shasa sakana, she'odem mesukin. Kigom, nishahaya mushlach b'bor. Guy's mesukin, he was thrown into a bor. V'omar kol shomea kolo yichtov get le'ishto. Right, and if you don't write the get now, the guy's going to die, and you won't be able to write the get. And she'll be in an iguna because she'll be chayiv in yibum, and the yavam is not going to be around. Kosvim and osnin v'samchin and alei b'chol dvarav she'omer anihu ploni v'ploni. V'hachanami kishasa sakana. Therefore, over here, to identify a person who's dead, right, is like shasa sakana. Because if you don't do it now, there may be no other chance to identify this person. Shim lo tamim lezeh lo timtza acher v'teishav aguna. You don't believe him, you won't find anybody else who will give you testimony who knows the guy's dead, and she'll be an aguna the rest of her life. Okay. Go on. Yeah, let's just go to the next Mishnah, and then we'll leave the Gemara for. Omer Rabbi Akiva. Kishiradidli Nardo la'aber hashana. When I went to Nardo to ma'aber the shana, even though the Gemara says you can't be ma'aber the shana chutzlaris, that's if you left somebody equal to you in Eretz Yisrael. But if you didn't leave anybody equal to you in Eretz Yisrael, you can be ma'aber the shanim in Chutz Laaretz. So in Rabbi Akiva, there was nobody equal to Rabbi Akiva in Eretz Yisrael, so he went to Chutz Laaretz to be ma'aber the shana. Could be that it was a sakana to do it in Eretz Yisrael because of the gzeros in the time of Rabbi Akiva, the terrible gzeros by the Romans not to do anything from. So he couldn't be ma'aber the shana. He had to go to Chutz Laaretz to do it. So Matsoshi Nechemya Ish Beis Deli Omer Li Shomati Shein Masina Seisha Berisra Piyed Echad Ela Yehuda Ben Bava. So Rabbi Nechemya Ish Beis Deli said, I heard that in Eretz Yisrael the only one who holds that you can permit a woman to get married through the Eidus of an Eid Echad is Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava, but otherwise the Chachamim hold you can't rely on an Eid Echad. V'nomisi lo Kain Hadvarim, and I said to him, Rabbi Akiva said that it's true. Omar li emar lohem ishmi, so he said, go and tell them in my name, atem yodim shamadina mishubeshes begaisos, and we had this before. He didn't mean to say that right now it's geisos, and even when there's shas melchom and eid echad is believed. He meant to say, I can't come myself and give this testimony because it's dangerous to travel. Rabbi Akiva did it because he was Moser Nefesh for the Ibur Hashanah, but I can't travel. Right? Just to go to Eretz Yisrael and be made in front of the Beis Din, there's too much danger. Mikublani miram Gamliel Azaki, but I have a Kabbalah from Ram Gamliel Azaki, Shemesina Seishati Eid Echad, and that you can believe in Eid Echad. Ukshabasi and Rabbi Akiva said, Behirtsesi Advarim Thnei Ram Gamliel, Somach Mitvorai. Right, when they came and told us to Ram Gamliel, this is not Ram Gamliel Azaki, this was the grandson of that Ram Gamliel. Right, he was very happy. Till now we thought Rabbi Yudim Bava was a Das Yachid and we didn't rely on him. Now we see that Ram Gamliel Hazakin held like him, my grandfather held like him too. Mitocha Dover Nizka Ram Gamliel, Shenergu Harugin Betel Arza. Right, and from when they were telling the story over, Ram Gamliel remembered something about his grandfather. That there were people who were killed in Tel Arza, the Hasi Reb Gamliel and his grandfather Reb Gamliel Azokain permitted the wives to get married in Shosem Piyed Echad. V'huchzeku lios masin al pi eid echod. Al pi eid, mi pi eved, mi pi isha, mi pi shivcha. And from that point on, they changed the shita, and since both Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Gamliel Zakin held that you can marry a woman al pi the eidus of an eid echod, they started to do that and make the halacha like that. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua omrim, ein mesina so isha al pi eid echod. Right? Before they did this huchziku. So Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua said, you can't believe in eid echod. Rabbi Akiva omer lo al pi isha, lo al pi eved, lo al pi shivcha, lo al pi krov. You could believe in eid echod, but it has to be an eid echod kosher. Not a woman, not an eved, not a shivcha, who normally are posulaides. And that also was only before they changed they heard that Rabbi Gamliel Zakin also said that it could be meis al pi eid echod. But all of this was before that. That's when Rabbi Akiva held an eid echod, yes, but he has to be kosher. And Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua hold no eid echod. But after the fact, they accepted the halacha was that you could accept in every eid echod. Rashi, v'nomesi lo amarti lo. We have this in Ksubas. Nomesi means to say. Kain hein advorim shomarta shekulam chalukim olav. So I said to him, you're right. In Eretz Yisrael, the only one who holds that you could be Meisel Pi Vechod is Rav Yudim and Bava, he's a Das Yochid, and we don't have the halachas like him. Mishubeshes begai, so she'eni yochol leilich etzlo lehoyed zeh shomati. Said, you know, I would go myself and not make you a shliach and tell them what my Kabbalah is, what my Mesorah is. But I can't because it's too dangerous. So you go. Right, you're a young man or whatever, you go and do it, or you anyway have to go. You have to go back home. I don't have to make the trip. So I'm not going to put myself in a makom sakana just to give over edus that I could give over to a shliach. So you be the shliach and you give over the edus. And they scream, yeah, or they get on their phones and say that the planes are hitting the, yeah. The chor, you can really sell that, yeah. The people who did that, and then you know that, then the shaila becomes, could anybody get out of there and have amnesia and wasn't there? Or is it like Mayim Shein Lehem Sof, or is it like...
Somebody could survive it.
The Gemara says, the Rishonim say over there, the case was that the guy himself knew that he wasn't going to survive. When you're bit by a snake and you're already sick,
the flames are all over.
Yeah, but that you can't control. Maybe something happened. All of a sudden, you know, a pathway opened up and you went out the bell elevator or something. It's not exactly the same kind of thing. There, in the end, they were mounted away, so that's good.